Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Awaken Us. First, I would like to give thanks to the Creator that leads, guides, and directs us in all things. My journey has turned into an eye-opening awakening, and I am here to share that awakening with you. This podcast will explore who are we? What is the difference between a person and a son? What is our purpose? Why do we hold certain beliefs? Why do we tend to see ourselves and others in a certain way? Why do we act the way we do towards ourselves and others? And what does any of this have to do with the events we experience in our world daily? I would like to also thank every one of you for your support that you're giving me. My meetup friends, my LinkedIn connections, my Twitter friends, Facebook friends, Goodreads friends, and many more. Thank you for your emails, your text messages, and your kind words. During this podcast, I will read from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. Every 3 months, I give away three of my books through my website, www.awaken-us.org. You can click the link to enter and win. The giveaway starts this month, and the winners will be announced once a month. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book. It will be a gift that will keep on giving. And as always, I invite you to visit my website for all information on upcoming events, studies, videos, bookings, and news. The Awaken Us platform will air researchers that address our collective human experiences, both good and evil. The natural law versus man's law. Did we break the first commandment of God when we took on a false identity from birth? Do we really own anything on this earth? Do we have free will? And words. How many meanings can a word have, and what words have we learned that keeps us in bondage, slavery? Stay tuned in for all of our studies, then study to show yourself approved. Tonight on Awaken Us, I will read from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. This month, I will be airing a pre-recorded presentation called The Unraveled Programs by Servant King, presented by Marcus. Website, www.servantking.info. This presentation will reveal things you are not supposed to know, give you knowledge that is not government approved, expose things that are deliberately concealed, unmask the illusion and fraud of deceivers, teach you how the oldest trick in the book is done, prove how you have been swindled, and who the thief is will shock you. You will be amazed by the everyday realities you practice and unbelievable discoveries hiding in plain sight. Your long-held beliefs will be shattered and replaced with confirmed knowledge. And of course, you will obtain your reward if you can renew your mind. We have all abandoned our real birthright for an abstract birth certificate. Topics for upcoming shows. Number 2, waking up. Number 3, how is it possible? Number 4, nothing is it something. Number 5, a lame game. Number 6, oh my God. Number 7, the initiative of iniquity. Number 8, out of the frying pan into the fire. Number 9, to be or not to be. Number 10, the serpent move. Number 11, your personal mark of the beast. Number 12, the determiner. Number 13, the perfect swindle exposed. And last but not least, show number 14, disclosure, the word of God. Again, I would like to bring some understanding about the nature of problems so we can go to work on solving them. We recognize many of the problems humanity faces, but we do not understand the nature cause of our problems. There are root core causal factors why we are experiencing suffering in the world. We need some basic information about the nature of the problems to begin talking about the solutions to these problems. These root core causal factors are about creating a positive change in your world. It is about the great work. It is about what we care about. Care is the generative principle of the heart. Knowing the true difference between right and wrong behavior. Knowing these factors is not just about your awakening, but about taking action in the process of informing others. It's about being involved in the awakening process of others. You are not here just for your happiness. We are the voice of truth. Courage is a must. Seek truth and then speak truth. Last but not least, waking up does not equate to perfection. The great work requires time and persistence. Never give up. Truth, love, and freedom is worth fighting for. I will continue to speak on the root causal factors of our suffering for weeks to come in order to uplift, inspire, and inform the human consciousness of us all. You can listen to my podcast from my main website, awaken-us.org. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Hold on, I'll be right back. Dismissing myths and strongholds, one mind at a time.
For immediate release, learning our part in the Creator's plan. He Lives, a Living Testimony, has been published by Outskirts Press. Outskirts Press announces the latest version of the highly anticipated, motivational, and inspirational self-help book from Decatur, Georgia, published by writer Sharon Pelham. Mrs. Pelham's most recent book to date was revised in March 2019 with added preface and edited back cover. This revised 5x8 paperback book is available worldwide on book retailer websites such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The webpage at www.awakeus.org was updated simultaneously with the book's publication relaunching.
Gods over ourselves. Our legal system supersedes the will of our Creator, the natural laws. Man became sun worshipers. They saw the sun by day and the stars and moon by night. They felt the warmth of the sun by day and the cold in the darkness they named night. They began to study what they were given by the Creator to see, the heavens and the earth, and made up the rest. The first study of the heavens was called astrotheology, which is the study of the zodiac. This theory defines our days, months, and years. They named our seasons spring, summer, winter, and fall, and define the birth, the new day, noonday, the highest point of the day, and the fall and winter, the dying and death of life. From this, my friends, we get the story of Jesus Christ, the Son, the S-U-N, is the morning star, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our hope, our Savior, our giver of life. The I Am, the one who took the fall, the risen King. Without it, we would die. These events go on in the heavens daily as the sun rises and eventually sets. The Jesus myth is told by many religions, although they use different names. Biblical scholars controversially believe that these claims have been directly stolen or heavily influenced by stories of other ancient deities. The Egyptians have Orias, the Greeks Dionysus, the Romans have Mithras, the Jews have the Messiah, and the Christians have Jesus. Christianity took over shortly thereafter with its myths and strongholds, destroying a lot of documents of old and hiding the rest for their use. So there you have it. Do your homework. You must do the work. Preface, Part 6. What's on your mind? Let's take it to the word. Call me. Dial 516-531-9476. All callers are screened prior to airing. A letter for Marcus. Unraveled Programs 1 through 14. We are all born undeniably and incontrovertibly into a government. We are taught and subdued to hate our government, become anti-government, and join a self-governing society like Canada or the United States. We are all enticed and suborned into making this choice, but it has an unspeakable hidden cost and price. I have thoroughly re-examined the fraudulent offer and have determined that the price is too high. You should examine it too. I will take us methodically, step by step, through the fraud, the what, where, and how you were deceived into voluntarily alienating your property. I will show you how we continue to alienate our inheritance property on an ongoing basis through money. You will learn and be able to see how everything is exactly backwards, opposite, and upside down from reality because you have been leading unawares a fraudulently forged and constituted life. I will confirm for you the unapproved truth of every aspect of the life you have been leading, and you will be surprised. Using the two concepts that led to my discoveries, I will also confirm for you what millions of people claim to know but fail to see. Blind fools means tricked by sight. And of course, I'll give you the why you do not know, why it is hard to see, why it is done, why you are letting it happen. Well-implemented mind control we are all under is beyond your grasp due to our belief that our mind has not been controlled. Well, that is how mind control works. You cannot detect it. Every country claims to be founded upon the rule of law, and that sounds like a great thing. Did you know that a fiction is a rule of law? The rule is that something that is false will be treated as if it is true, and you cannot disprove it. Your legal system is a fiction of law. It all starts with something you create and can rule over, called your own constitution. An absolute insane absurdity for those that have eyes. Accepting that something is evil, which you always thought was so good and right, is a pretty hard thing to do. The life you have been leading is in the public interest. These programs were prepared for your best interest.
He Lives, a Living Testimony is 50 pages in length and is being aggressively promoted to appropriate markets with a focus in the motivational and inspirational self-help category. With U.S. wholesale distribution through Ingram and Baker & Taylor and pervasive online availability through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and elsewhere, He Lives a Living Testimony meets consumer demand through both retail and library markets with a suggested retail price of $12.95. Additionally, He Lives a Living Testimony can be ordered by retailers or wholesalers for the maximum trade discount price set by the author in quantities of 10 or more from the Outskirts Press Direct Bookstore at www.outskirtspress.com/bookstore. For more information or to contact the author, visit www.awakeus.org.
Hi, my name is Marcus, and welcome to Servant King Unraveled. A brief introduction. A few years ago, the Attorney General of Texas told a group of parents, and I quote, "The state of Texas owns your children. Not only your children, but you too." Now, how is it that these parents do not know who owns them? And they don't know who owns their children. How's that possible? Someone owns you, and you don't even know it. You don't know you have an owner. Go ask anyone, who owns you? They won't know. I watched this series on TV called Roots, about black slaves captured in Africa and brought to America. They were chained like sardines in the hull of the boat. And then they were sold at auctions. And these black people could not read or write. Yet every one of these slaves knew who owned them. They knew their owner. And yet these well-educated professional people in Texas do not know who the owner is. Or who owns their children. Well, where does that leave them in relation to these black slaves that couldn't read or write? Just think about that. Yet this slimy excuse of a man called a lawyer knows who owns you. You see, all these well-educated professionals in Texas do not know who owns their children or who owns them. And now that they're told, they don't know why. So I guess they ask each other, like, hey, Bob, do you know why? No, Bob, don't know why. Hey, let's ask Fred. He went to university. Maybe he knows why. Fred, do you know why? No, Fred don't know why either. And here's the difference between the black slaves and these people in Texas. The black people were captured like animals and taken against their will. But you voluntarily went into this subjection, and you believe it's normal and the best you have. And just like the young black slaves that were born to the black slaves, the ones that were born into slavery, they knew no other way of life. And you don't know any other way of life either. It's all just normal. I had a police detective on the stand in court one day, and he had taken stuff from me. He was a detective. He can detect things. That's what his job is. And I asked him, I said, that stuff that you took, who owns that? And he looked at me and said, well, you do. Meaning me. I own it. So I own it? I said to him. He goes, yes, you own it. I said, well, did I say you could take it from me? And he went, no. And I could see in his face, he was thinking, yeah, how's that work? You own it, but I took it from you without asking you. So then I asked him, I said, who told you to take it from me? And he didn't know what to say. After a few moments, I said to him, now you said, you're testifying that you said, I own it. I did not give you permission to take it, and you took it from me. So I want to know who told you to take it from me. Now he just stood there with a puzzled look on his face for a moment or two, and then finally said, I had judicial authority. So I left it at that and thanked him for his insightful testimony. To own means to possess, to use, to control, to manage, and to dispose of to the exclusion of everyone else. Only you, just yours. So, who owns you? You ever think about that? Who has the right to possess you, to use you, to control you, to manage you, and to dispose of you? The only way to lose your right to own something is for you to be tricked or give it without informed consent. And uninformed consent is no consent at all. You know, people better wake up to this. There's nothing more important in life than what I'm going to show you. But you need to understand the law behind this. Property is the Holy Grail of law. The Holy Grail of law. What is the Holy Grail? The Holy Grail is something that you want very much, but that is very hard to get. An object or goal that is sought after for its great significance. The Holy Grail. Well, to those that have ears, let them hear, and to those that have eyes, let them see. In the introduction to the confusion programs, I said, every swindle requires deceit and fraud, something that's not true. A really good swindle is one where you go away happy, not even knowing you've been swindled. And a really great swindle is one where you've been tricked unknowingly into being a part of the swindle. You can try to blame the guy who enticed and tricked you, but you were a participant. Who are you going to blame? Now that's the perfect swindle. The purpose of the confusion programs were to raise in your mind questions, to expose and show you things that are happening in our everyday lives, and to show you what some things really are, but mostly to cause confusion where none may have existed before. In other words, to raise questions you never thought to ask. I also made it very clear that you should check out all the facts, evidence, and proof for yourself. Check out for yourself what I presented and what some words really mean. If you just believe what I've presented to you, then you are still doing what you've always done. Believing what you've been told. Predictable behavior. The guy who says that this is nonsense, I don't believe it, is just as foolish as the guy who believes it. Neither one checked it out for themselves. Both of them still know nothing. In the confusion programs, I said that all these programs could collectively be called confusion of property. I also said that all the problems you will ever have are the result of owning no property. In fact, I've been quite adamant about this thing called property. Well, as we unravel the confusion, you will see that this story is going to take a couple of more unexpected turns. A really great swindle always takes a number of unexpected turns. When I was told a few years ago that I do not own anything, my predictable behavior did not kick in, luckily. I used my brain instead of my training. I took the path least traveled. I took the path called thinking. Thinking for myself instead of my training and indoctrinations. I went in a different direction. I followed the property. But to understand the law on property, I will need to go to the origin or source of property. You see, the law is a lot different than religion or science or philosophy. So I looked at the only two possible origins of property. I took each premise, and based on the principles of justice, I looked at the result of each premise as it relates to owning property. What happens as a result, the consequence of each premise. Now, in the first premise where God created everything, everyone on earth would own their own property, subject only to the rules of God. God would be your government. You can't steal someone's property. You can't tell someone what to do with their property. And you can't get control of someone else's property. In the second premise, where there is no God, no owner of the property, no government, no laws, everyone must, in order to protect their claim to property, put everything in a common pot and jointly make the rules or laws governing it. Otherwise, every man would be a law unto themselves. However, when you do this, you can no longer own your property. You have lost control of all of your property, and you must follow the rules of whatever kind of God or government you made to protect your life, liberty, and property. But to protect it, you lose it. The ultimate goof. I want to protect this. Oops, I just lost it. I looked up the word goof in the dictionary. It's defined as a man who is a stupid, incompetent fool. But when you say goof, it doesn't sound very offensive. Oops, I goofed. And this goof is the middle turn of the three turns of the perfect swindle. Now that you've lost ownership of all of your property, which includes you too, you are now owned by someone. Yeah, someone owns you. And he who owns you makes the rules. So if I wanted to get control of you and your property, meaning your being, your life, your inheritance, and your labor, what do I need to do? Well, I need to get rid of God. I need to get rid of your owner and his rules. I have to get rid of the law. This, of course, would result in chaos, no rules. Then I come in to solve the problem. I could profit by creating the chaos and profit by solving it. This is the exact definition of a racket, called racketeering. Now, to the extent I cannot or could not get rid of God, I would need to control and manage your knowledge of God. Control your knowledge of the law, and we will learn how that is done. I need you to unknowingly and voluntarily and with a smile on your face give up control over your life, liberty, and property. I need your consent. Rather than capture you and put you in chains, I need to put your mind in chains. You see, even though the scripture is widely available now to everyone, something has happened that nobody even wants to read it. The same book that Her Majesty the Queen called the most valuable thing in the world. Who would not want the most valuable thing in the world? Apparently nobody. The swindle is explained in the book. And the solution to the swindle is also in the book. As we unravel the confusion, you will see that what we call government or legal system is a complete counterfeit of real law with no basis in reality. Our legal system borrows principles of law from God's government, but the actual laws are switched out with our own laws, and the lawgiver is switched out with our own lawgiver, and the owner is switched out with a new owner. We have patterned and modeled our legal and judicial system after God's system of government because it is perfect. God's system is called the perfect law of liberty. No man on earth can have more liberty than obeying the perfect law. This is the reason our legal system appears good and right, but it's not. It's a forgery in substance and fictional in appearance, from top to bottom. It is a system of 100% bondage, and there is no liberty in it.
Mind control is what you let your mind be exposed to. Every waking moment, experience, association, is taken in through your senses, and it is mind-altering. When you expose yourself to things, either good or bad, no matter how strong you think your mind is, they are mind-altering to some degree. So, mind control begins with you. What will I expose myself to? When we were born, our minds started developing. What we think will change. When things are done to your mind for your own good, that is good mind control, but it is still mind control. But who decides what is good for your mind? You decide what TV shows your kids can watch. This is mind control. We have a government-approved education system. This is mind control. We have news programs like the most trusted name in news. That's mind control. When your mind is developed through and by someone who loves you and you trust, that is probably good. When someone who you do not know or trust tries to control your mind, you will probably not let your mind be controlled. You will not believe them. You will reject it. So winning someone's hearts and minds is very important. Religion and patriotism uses the same process called make-believe. What can I make you believe? Believe me, it's true. I have to tell you, though, that some things are just make-believe. They're not true at all. Like pretending and acting. This is why all con men who want to sell you something are always friendly, nice, compassionate, tell you something you want to hear, stroke your ego, your self-esteem. They care for your well-being. They are concerned about your public safety. You may believe what I tell you because you like me. If you don't like me, even if I told you the truth, you wouldn't believe it. But these con men, they only met you a moment ago. Can they really feel these things for you? They don't even know you. They really want something else. A salesman wants your money. A politician wants your power. When knowledge is purposely put in your mind or purposely kept from your mind, that is also mind control. New concepts are usually easy to understand, unless your mind already holds concepts contrary to them. A well-educated mind will have great problems with these concepts I will be presenting. They already know too much. My blessing in disguise was my brain was pretty well empty. Not that I was stupid, I just did not know very much. When I say something, you may see something totally different than what I intended, based on your experience, associations, and so forth. Or just reject the concept outright. No room in my brain for a new or contrary concept. I do not want to change the way I do things. It's too hard. It's the only thing I know. It is the only way I know. Most of how to learn will happen in the first 7 years of your life. After that, it will be hard. Have a look at your child's report card. Do it. Year after year, your teachers are writing in there, this child is grasping this concept, this concept, this concept. They keep using the words concepts. We've all been taught concepts. Can you be cultured without being a member of a cult? Any society or culture is a cult. They hold beliefs in common for peace and harmony, and that may be good, but it proves that you don't think. Free thinkers cannot all hold the same beliefs or knowledge. Those exposed to the same stimuli or mind control will think alike. We think of mind control and a cult as something bad. Well, it can be bad or good. It's just, what will you expose your mind to? And that requires you to think. Common sense is just what everyone does. Monkey see, monkey do, common sense. Explaining my discoveries to you will be, for me, like speaking to a cult. But you do not think you are a member of a cult. This is the genius of the occult. It is hidden and hard to see. I will show you something to be true, and you'll be able to see it. But you will try to reject it or ignore it because of your long-held beliefs. I just want you to think about this and keep it in mind when you feel yourself feeling uncomfortable or ready to reject something. You have absorbed many things over your years because of your beliefs, trust, patriotism, loyalty, love, vanity, jealousy, greed, lust, fear. These are the human motivators. These motivators will make you act one way or another. And they all come from your mind. Remember what I said early on. Overcoming a mind problem with your mind is very difficult. Almost impossible. I would like you to prove me wrong. In the next video, next program, I will begin my story. I have a story. I will show you what caused me to wake up from my dream. My story reveals my confusion, my lack of knowledge, but is foundational to all the programs. So, in the next video, let's get confused together. Till then, my name is Marcus.
If you'd like to talk to me after the show, call in 5 minutes prior to the show ending. Dial 516-531-9476. I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. This live podcast will continue next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Servant King, hi, my name is Marcus. Marcus will continue to explore the Unraveled programs. Again, you can come back to listen to this podcast and all of my podcasts from my main website, www.awaken-us.org, under podcasts. /video. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Also, visit my main website to purchase my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover, and other uplifting items such as the Creator poster, the Natural Laws poster, and do enter to win a free copy of my book. Winners are named every 3 months, along with information on upcoming shows, events, podcasts, and book signings. I will accept any callers to the show. Dial 516-531-9476. That's 516-531-9476. 531-9476. Press 1 to speak with me. And do tell a friend.
Understand, ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan, the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.